This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wednesday, the 11th of January. I'm Doug Steffen. The subject line is today. And today, in this hour of Good Day, the focus on several items in depth, in detail, for you to chew on as well. I think there'll be enough chewing on the president's address, the farewell address last night. It's been an honor to serve as president, he said. Yes, we can. Yes, we did. Yes, we can. Remember all of that stuff. He congratulated and tributed to Vice President Joe Biden, said a lot of nice things about his family, had a little dance, made a little love, got down tonight. So most of the stuff, the key accomplishments of his last 8 years, you expect that there's going to be a lot of that kind of thing. It wasn't impressive. I don't find his work, I don't have a problem with him much, but his work hasn't impressed me. Remember that song? Who was that? Is that Shania Twain? That Don't Impress Me? Who did that song, Kara?
Yep,
Kara
Shillen. Yeah, Shania.
Right. That Don't Impress Me. But it takes a lot to impress me. I'm not impressed by so far, what Donald Trump is saying or doing, some of the people that he's appointed, but let's give it a chance. There's a poll out today suggesting about two-thirds of the people in the country think that Trump ought to stash his phone and get off of Twitter. I agree with that. I was looking with some interest at the inauguration calendar, and I thought I would go through it with you because there are some interesting things that are scheduled to happen starting next week. Matter of fact, a week from today, the festivities begin. With a special bluegrass ball that will be held by the Kentucky Society of the District of Columbia. And you can go, if you want to get bluegrass tickets, you can go to bluegrassballtickets@gmail.gov. The Kentucky Society of Washington. Who knew there was a Kentucky Society of the District? You know what happens? One of the reasons, when I first saw this yesterday, I realized that the interest, the intrigue that it had for me, and I thought it might have for you, is how many special interests there are in Washington. If you think there are, you look at this page after page after page after page after page of celebrations, of parties, of going to places. I talked to somebody who had been to a couple of inaugurations, starting with Ronald Reagan's, said it was the worst mistake of his life to invest a lot of time and energy trying to get to a place where you could actually see the Reagans, because there are 8 or 10 stops during the evening. It takes, because of the traffic, a half hour, maybe a little less, to get from one to the other in Washington, and they spend about 5 or 10 minutes there, have one dance, wave to the crowd, and leave. So why would you want to, I can't imagine that you'd want to get involved in that. All right, so let's see here. On Inauguration Day itself, you can have rooftop access to the comings and goings, the situation at Constitution. And let's see here. This is the American Hospital Association's building on Pennsylvania Avenue. So if you want to give them $400, they'll let you go up on the roof to watch the inauguration. How's that? Let me see, what else have we got here? On Thursday, the New York GOP breakfast being held. Again, all of these things are money raisers for the various entities that are holding them. So if you wanted to make a 4-day affair out of this, you could start on Wednesday and try to get tickets for $350-$400 to the Bluegrass Ball. And then on Thursday morning, you have breakfast, courtesy of the GOP and the New York State Republican Party, another 350 or 400 bucks. Let's tally. Let's do a little tally here, okay? Kara, 350 bucks for Wednesday night, 350 bucks for breakfast on Thursday. If you want to go to a cocktail reception put on by RAGA, the Republican Association of Georgia, I think that's what that is, that's another 300 bucks. Let's see here. This is Thursday still. The New York Gala Dinner. Let's see here. The full package for that is $450. That's just the first page, first day. So already we're up to 700, 1,000. We're up to 1,450 for a participatory role and what's going on in the first day. All right? This is, well, within the first 24 hours. Now, let's see. What else could you go to on Thursday? Let's see. We've got the National Congress of American Indians having an all-day conference, which you can go to, sign up for it. The conference is free. Ooh, this is, at least as far as I can tell, it's free. I don't see a price tag attached to it. Oh, wait till you hear this one. Want to go to lunch after you spend a couple hours at the National Congress of American Indians? The lunch is sponsored by the California State Society of Republicans at the Ritz-Carlton. You can pay $3,000 for lunch, $3,000 for lunch on Thursday at the Ritz-Carlton. Now, let's see, in the afternoon, you can go to a reception at 4 o'clock, sponsored by Alabama Power and Light, the Alabama State Society reception for Republicans, another $300. Let's see here. This is the first by invitation only. You can't buy your way into this one. The inaugural celebration black tie reception put on by the CLF. I don't know what the CLF is. Maybe you can Google that. And I've not seen this before. I don't know why I didn't look at this. I didn't look this up last night. I was going to. The CLF. All right, so that's you can't get into that unless you're invited. So I'm not putting that into the category of how much it costs. Let's see here. Black tie and boots inaugural ball. We're not even on to Friday yet. This is the 19th Thursday. This is a $300 tab. No food included. This is the Texas State Society putting on a black tie boots inaugural ball. All right, let's see here. So now we have, what did we say? We were at $1,450 on the first day. This next page is $3,600. So we're now up to $5,000. All right? This is $5,000 on the first day if you want to go to all the events. And then in the evening, let's see. The black tie thing is not a dinner. It's being held, it's like a big dance, snacks and stuff, I guess. You want to go to dinner on Friday. On Thursday, the Florida State Society of Republicans in the Mellon Auditorium is having a pre-dinner reception at 6 o'clock for $600. How about that? The Illinois State Society is having a ball the night before at the Marriott. Let's see here. That's $475. Got a good payday going on here. Let's see. The Garden State Presidential Inaugural Ball is $225. Cheap. That's the cheapest thing we've run across so far. The All-American Inaugural Ball is $350. This is the night before, put on by the Republican Party of Virginia at the Hyatt. And these hotels there, they love inaugural activity. South Carolina Inaugural Ball, $160 so far. That's the cheapest. Let's see here. A Republican Jewish Coalition is having a reception on Thursday night, 5 o'clock, $500. The Indiana Inaugural Ball is sold out. You can't get in. If you could have, it would have cost you $600. Thank you, Mr. Pence. The Wisconsin, are you impressed with all this? Wow, look at this. Wait a minute. Wait, listen to this. The Wisconsin victory celebration, you can't get in unless you put $10,000 to $20,000 on the table.
That Woo! Is more money than I'm willing to spend. You know,
I wouldn't give you a nickel to get into Wisconsin. No offense to my friends in Wisconsin.
I Oof. Was just thinking, you know, for New
Wait
Year's,
a minute.
There were a ton of crazy amounts of money that you could pay to get into bars. Or if, you know, you sit in one of the restaurants around Times Square, then it's like $500 yeah. to sit at the Olive Garden and get unlimited breadsticks and see the ball drop. So I was going to compare that. You know, the prices are crazy. And at least mm-hmm. this, I think, is worth more money than seeing the ball drop in Times Square going to the inauguration. But it's not even, you're not even going to the inauguration. You're just going to a random ball in a random
The
city,
Heroes so. Ball. Which is a salute to the armed services. If you want the best table in the house, it's $250,000.
Does it go? I mean, where does it go to? What is that money?
This would go to some nonprofit that supports the men in the service, men and women in the service.
Yeah.
All right, so we're only halfway through this extravagance. We'll do the other half in the other half hour because there are other things before us that we got to get done in this half hour. But I thought you'd find it interesting how much money it costs to get involved in these inaugural activities. 18 past the hour. Doug Stefan on Good Day.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized and get 20% off select office supplies. Staples. Make more happen.
Applies to regular priced items only. Excludes ink and toner. Other restrictions may apply. Ends 1/14/17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of difference. See store staples.com for details.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business. Like ink. Lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing, drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist, Helen Creeble.
A friend of mine has spent years in Washington, D.C., and as a history buff, is an excellent tour guide. But he had to stop giving tours of the Capitol's most famous landmarks because the government now says all tour guides must have permits. In New York City, the powerful Tour Guides Association requires a certification test, which all guides must pass to get a license from the city. The test, of course, is filled with mundane details like dates and other statistics that bore most tourists. If we look through the lens of liberty, we can easily see that tour guides are not a threat to public health or safety. What's next? You're under arrest for showing your friends around town?
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Country time to me, Jen.
I just keep rolling.
About 24 hours of music in this portion, every hour of the program, in this hour, part of the hour. We have some musical focus. Here's Chris Stapleton. Actually, the news is that Stapleton and Luke Bryan are going to play the Houston Livestock Show. That's the Florida Georgia Line. Also, some of the artists that perform at the Livestock Show and Rodeo from March 7th to the 26th. We're already talking. That's spring week, boys and girls. Aaron Watson.
I know. I'm ready.
Announcing the headliners. Watson's going to lead off the first night on the rotating main stage there. Apparently, this is a big deal. How long has this been going on? This show. Alan Jackson, Sam Hunt, Thomas.
I don't know how long this show's been
Bill
going.
Bill Nelson. Other main performers include Alicia Keys, the Chainsmokers, here we go again, and Fifth Harmony. And I guess there's going to be a smaller stage there, kind of honky-tonk. You can catch a number of up-and-coming artists from country and pop. Do they actually have a rodeo here, or is this just a musical performance they call it?
I think there's actually probably a rodeo, right? I mean, I don't think they would have it in the name.
It's a rodeo, yeah.
First held in 1931. Right. Wow, I never heard of this before. As close as I am.
That answers
farming.
The question. It's a while.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So you can get to rodeos tickets. And livestock shows often?
Livestock shows I have gone to. I have only been to one rodeo in my life. Meredith and a friend of hers, I've never seen this, own a bull that is a riding bull. That is that, you know, they go to these things and guys get on them and they ride them, break their necks, backs, whatever it is they do. I couldn't even imagine what the appeal is to do
Seems
something that stupid.
Take. Yeah, I don't get it either.
It's stupid. It is definitely taking your life in your hands. And these bulls are mean, nasty,
man mastering
ugly.
Beast,
yeah, is that what it is? Though? Okay. Somebody explain that to me.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to master a cow. I'm not interested in mastering a bull.
Cows All are right. gentle. I like cows.
Cows are sweet. I have that video that I haven't gotten to yet of a cow giving birth. I was trying to send one.
I don't know if I need to see that.
Yeah, it's a good story. All right, next up, Sam Hunt in the news, headlining the 2017 Rock the South Festival. The Pepsi Rock the South Festival in Cullman, Alabama in June 2nd and 3rd. This is cool because we're talking about now all these plans are being set up for the musical events to take place this summer.
Yeah.
Especially when you see. I just got an email from Donald on the farm. It was 5 below yesterday. And today it's going up to 35. Tomorrow, 55. It's just, yeah, so it's easy for me to think of spring, right? Don't we all want to think of spring already?
Yes.
Huh?
When you're looking at snow everywhere.
But it's 5 below, sure.
Right. Okay, so what's the story here? This is an event that goes back to 2011, raising funds for the victims of a bunch of tornadoes in Alabama. And since then, this event apparently has grown, Victoria.
Yeah.
So they have it in different venues around the town.
Yeah, and I think it's nice that they still have they've expanded the charities beyond, you know, tornado relief.
Yeah, right.
Local children's hospitals, city parks, things like that. It's nice. But I think the country music community is very big on stuff like that.
Yeah, they're tuned into this. I agree. Yeah. Yep, yep.
Which is really nice.
And they want to help each other.
Yep.
So Sam Hunt, Thomas Rhett, going to be participating in this thing. On New Year's Eve, Hunt shared Drinking Too Much, a confessional new song about Hannah, his longtime on and off girlfriend. They announced their engagement the following day after he sang her a song. Those on and off girlfriends. It's 28 minutes past
the
hour.
Don't give the juicy details.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-207-8558. 800-207-8558.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. New changes to nutrition labels are going to make it easier for consumers to make more informed choices. The way calories are presented is one of the biggest differences.
When you're looking at the calories in that particular food, you'll want to compare it to, first, the serving size, because the serving size is supposed to be more realistic. And in making the serving size more realistic and then bolding the calories, it's meant to be representative of what Americans may eat.
Mayo Clinic dietitian Kate Jaraski says the FDA also made some changes to how sugar content is represented.
Under carbohydrates, they are going to add the amount of added sugars, which I think is a real plus, allowing people to make a more informed decision, because the current labels, you can't tell.
Zaraski says consumers should also look for items that are low in saturated fats and ensure their overall diet is 50 to 60% carbohydrates and a 10 to 20% protein. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Now 34 at the other. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Our focus on the inauguration events that are going to take place, actually starting today, weekend today, not today. I'm going to go back through some of these things in a few minutes, add some info to what we already have. Those of you who, this is pretty interesting. Let's stick around and get all of this. That's coming up in a couple of minutes. First, though, I think the requirement is to spend a moment or two talking about this horrible sub-creature, this Dylann Roof, and his sentencing today. The 12 jurors said that he was guilty of killing those 9 people and he ought to be put to death. So the sentencing will be carried out, I think, today. The judge is Richard Gergel, and we'll find out how that sentencing is going to take place by listening to this.
A jury decided that Charleston church shooter Dylann Roof will be put to death. Roof was found guilty on all 33 charges he faced for killing 9 black churchgoers in Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. Roof said he felt like he had to kill those people and repeatedly said he did not regret the shooting. Prosecutors alleged Roof wanted to start a race war. Roof will be the first person sentenced to death for federal hate crimes charges.
Well, you look at him, you listen to him, you hear these sorts of things. He said, quote, in my confession to the FBI, I told them that I had to do it. And that's not really true. I didn't have to do anything. But I wanted to. I meant to. I felt like I had to do this. And I would do it again. More or less, that's what he said. So here's somebody who's mentally ill, completely mentally off his space. Should he be put to death? The argument, you can make an argument for yes or no. In this circumstance, this is South Carolina, remember. There's an example maybe that needs to be set. I don't know. I don't think this is a deterrent to people who are mentally ill, and by definition, anybody who kills people like that is insane.
Well, yeah, and that's the hard part of the conversation is you say, okay, well, if someone is mentally ill, and I mean, he's maintained this whole time that he is not, whether that means anything,
well, what does that
mean? Don't know. But, I mean, to me, there has to be something wrong with you in order to kill someone. And in order to kill people like this, there's really got to be something wrong with you. But does that mean that... I mean,
putting you to death. Well, but in a sense, vengeance sometimes is proper if it, again, doesn't... You know, this kid's off his rock. He's out of his mind.
Yeah, I mean...
And so putting him in jail, what does that do? It's hard to know what the right thing to do is, frankly. It really is.
Yeah. And just, you know, capital punishment wouldn't be a thing, I think, if you didn't put people who are possibly mentally ill... if you didn't put any of them to death, because I feel like everyone has to be... mentally ill in order to commit a crime that would warrant capital punishment. But I think in this case, I feel like a lot of people don't think he's worth taxpayer money to keep him alive in jail.
Yeah.
He's just such that a
could
horrible
be.
Person.
Yep.
I have trouble
is.
Even calling him a person because he just doesn't
thing.
Seem to, he seems to lack a lot of human qualities and any kind of empathy.
And how does a kid at that age get to be that bad? And
I don't
just
know.
Born
just,
bad?
You know, he apologized to his parents. He didn't apologize to any of the victims' families, but he apologized to his parents. And I don't understand how someone becomes like that or how
he's
someone...
So full of hate. Like to know more about his parents.
Yeah, I just... How right, do you right. have no, you know, suspicion or understanding that this is what's going on in your kid's head? I just... It's so odd to me. I don't understand. Coming from a close relationship with my parents... how anyone could be that far distance from their kids' lives.
It's really amazing. All right, so that's as much attention as I want to pay to that. I've done some digging around. My pal Jim Bohannon, and I say that without trying to sound smug, Jim and I have been friends for 30 years because we were both sort of, and he's older than I am, but we've cut our teeth for a lot of years doing what we do for a living. He's, well, you know, the controversy that was started the other day by the Washington Post pointing a finger, one more finger at Trump. You bad, no good SOB. You fired the announcer and he's 90 years old or something. And to a point, Charlie Brotman, who's been doing some announcing on the inaugural parade and at the inauguration for some, I don't know, 50 some odd years, is that right? 40? So, I mean, he's been doing a long time.
60 years, I think they said.
Was it 60 years?
The last 11 inaugurations.
Well, but you see, he's not the only voice. And I thought there was something fishy about this, but it wasn't until I nosed around and found out that Bohannon has been an announcer on the parade route since Jimmy Carter's 1977 inaugural parade. He did it last, the most recent time was the last inaugural in 2013. So he's an announcer at the front end of the parade, and this fellow, Charlie Brotman, was at the back end of the parade, and he's been replaced by Steve Ray, who's a radio voiceover guy in Washington. But if there's any way of making a big deal, I didn't even know that Jim, and I haven't been to these things like the formal side. I've been in and out of Washington during inaugural periods, and one of the reasons I looked into this inaugural calendar that we're talking about is because I was thinking of maybe going. I thought it'd be a good story if I could go to one or two of these things and just tell the story on the air. But looking at what it costs to get in, wow. So it's the old don't believe everything that you read and hear. So we, for those of you who are just joining us, the master inaugural calendar has been announced. And so far, let's see, we're up to, I think Thursday. We're still on Thursday. We haven't even gotten to Friday yet. And the least expensive event is, I think, what, $150? Is that what we said?
$125?
$160, $125. No, let's see, $225. So $160 is the cheapest event. We were at 5,000. Let's see here. Where are we? 6,000, 7,000. We're at $8,000 if you want to go to all of the events. And we hadn't even gotten to the rock and roll salute to the armed services, which will cost you, if you want the best seat in the house, $250,000. Lots of celebrities there, country music artists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Excuse me. So after that, there's the Peace Ball, the National Museum of African American History. That's $200. Let's see. The New York State Society having an inaugural celebration on Thursday night, $50,000 for the best seat in the house. The Red, White, and Western inaugural celebration starting at 5 o'clock, so it's really a cocktail party, $15,000 for that puppy. So on this page alone, what do we have? 15, 50, 65, let's see, 315,000 plus another 10, 325,800. That's that page. Okay. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Next event, the Howard Theater. The Magnum Entertainment Group presents an exciting look at the situation at Washington's social event of the evening. Trace Adkins is the performer. You pay $100,000.
I was going to say Jen would go to that one, but maybe not with the $100,000 entry fee.
You can stand up and watch them for $10,000.
Oh, well, that's totally reasonable then.
$10,000, yeah.
Sure, count me in.
Okay. Let's see here. Where are we going now? On Friday, Politico is having an inauguration hub breakfast, but that's by invitation only, so I don't know what that's going to cost. The Great American Inaugural Ball. These are all of the balls now. All the things that are before us now, I believe, are all evening events. Yep. Okay, so the Great American Inaugural Ball is $499. It's actually $499.99, so $500. The Betty's Presidential Inaugural Ball, paralyzed, good, Doug, paralyzed. Maybe some of them are polarized, too. Veterans, disabled veterans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's $2,000. 7 o'clock to midnight. Creative Coalition Gala is $900. Let's see here. What else have we got? George Washington University Inaugural Ball, $175. Wow. Hey, go to that one. By the way, the president-elect or the president at that point is not guaranteed to go to all of these. There are only some that there are official balls, and then there are unofficial balls, like the Great Gatsby Inaugural Ball. That's by invitation only as well. You can imagine who's going to that one. Salute to Heroes Inaugural Ball. Can't get into that. Cost $530, but it's sold out. Let's see here. The Native Nations Inaugural Ball, the Museum of American Indians, $3,750. I guess you got to go in a casino to go to that one. Let's see. Big and Rich. Didn't we talk about them, the new country group, with Jennifer the other day? They're entertaining at the Howard Theater.
They're not the new country group, but I'm trying to remember. Right. I think it was Cowboy Troy. Is that who they were bringing on?
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, he was the, I think, black kind of
right, that's it. Yep,
singer,
yep, right.
Rapper
yep,
in the country
yep,
field. Yeah.
$100,000 to get into that one. All right, let's see. One more event on the inaugural night, $50,000 to go to the Maverick Pack late night. This is starts at 11, goes through the night after all the balls, $50,000 for that. All right, I got a couple of more that I'll add in here in a moment. It's 45 past the hour on Good Day.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. In January of 1776, American patriot Thomas Paine published a pamphlet called Common Sense. It helped spark the American Revolution. This January, as we think about our goals for the coming year, let's revisit this historic document and hear what Paine told his fellow colonists. In his opening paragraph, Paine wrote, and I quote, "A long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right, and raises, at first, a formidable outcry in defense of custom." In today's language, he was saying that it's easy to lose sight of how wrong something is when it becomes an everyday part of one's life. Let's be fair. That's exactly why we've used these segments each week to highlight the negative impact that excessive litigation has on daily life in America. Now, as we start a new year, we're also going to share stories about how excessive government regulation holds America back. It's time to challenge the status quo. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators January Flooring Sale. Select Corlux styles are up to 15% off. It's the ultimate waterproof wood look flooring. Get wide plank distressed hardwood from just $1.79 a square foot and gunstock wood look tile for 99 cents. More deals from 59 cents and special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the January Flooring Sale today.
All right, so to sort of put a wrap on this, the Saturday events, opening day as president, the Trump kids are going to host that, and it's at the convention center, and the price, if you want the best seat in the House, is $1 million. So if you did everything and paid the top of the card price to get involved in it for inaugural week, the whole thing will cost you about $1,450,000.
So just chump change.
That's it.
Not
or Trump
deal.
Change. Yes, exactly. How you look at it. It's 10 minutes for the hour here on Good Day.
Oh.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Now on the program is a gentleman who is the senior manager for landscape conservation at the NPCA. And we're going to find out what the NPCA is. This is a focus here on energy development that will help you out near national parks. That's the effort. And with us is Nick Lund, who's the senior manager, as I said, of the NPCA. What's the NP? I can guess. Well, myself,
I'll let you guess, but we only have so much time. It stands for the National Parks Conservation Association. We're a bipartisan group, nonprofit, working to protect national parks since 1919.
Okay, so it was announced this week that we have more land in conservation, that the current administration added tens of millions of acres to conservation areas. I, for one, being a farmer, and it is new, a broadcaster, object to the government owning a lot of productive land. I don't mind if they want to own, when I say productive, I mean in terms of agriculture. I don't mind if they want to own, you know, places that are not involved in commerce. But there are a lot of national parks that have oil and gas infrastructure, and the use of, I think, some of this land for the solar power. I mean, all kinds of things. So how much of a focus is that? This is a group that's interested in conservation. Are you for or against the use of the land for, in this circumstance, I won't say it pejoratively, but the public good seems to me to be served by being helped with available energy. So where is the National Park Conservation Agency on that?
Well, we're for it so long as it protects parks and the other uses of the land. I mean, the problem that we encounter, especially when we're talking about public lands out west, is that there is a lot of interest in oil and gas development, but there's also a lot of other interests on those lands. There are hunters and fishermen who use the lands. There are outdoor recreation businesses. Then there are lots of businesses that rely on people visiting and having a good time at national parks. Mm-hmm. And so when lands are leased for oil and gas, that can negatively impact other established businesses that are trying to do their thing that depend on having the land in a certain way that they can use.
If they're not smart. That is, if the people who are leasing wanting to lease the land and the government bureaucrats, if they don't intelligently look at it. I mean, it seems to me that there's a way for everybody to coexist here, but they're just not very smart about it sometimes. Am I right or not?
Yeah, believe it or not, the government wasn't that smart before this.
I believe that. Thank
you. Came along. I bet you do.
I believe that, yes.
And, well, these MLPs are a solution. So what they very smartly decided to do was, before they start leasing these areas, the federal land managers get all the people who are potentially affected by the leasing together in a room. That means industry. That means outdoor recreation businesses. That means hunters and sportsmen. That means national park businesses. Get them into a room and try to figure out where leasing can happen and maybe areas where it shouldn't happen in order to protect the other interests. They're trying to find a balance of uses on these lands. And it works, and that's what these MLPs do. They come to a smart solution before the controversies arise.
Right. All right. Where is there an example of some of these being done successfully?
Sure. One of the major ones was just completed last month or in November near Moab, Utah. That's Arches and Canyonlands National Parks are there, two very famous parks. They bring about $260 million a year into the economy. There's also all kinds of recreation businesses down there, outdoor recreation, and hunters and fishermen. And there's interest in oil and gas development. And so there was a process brought together by the stakeholders in town called the Moab Master Leasing Plan, which figured out where leasing could and couldn't happen in that area. And it worked out great. It's really the gold standard. There's also master leasing plans finished in Colorado and Wyoming, and there are a couple ongoing in, like I said, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, across those states.
Okay, so I'm going to guess, we got a minute here, that the focus on you being here and talking to people in the media, the news media, is to get the new administration to look more carefully or maybe just more, period, at these opportunities. Is that a good guess on my part?
Yeah, that's right. You know, master leasing plans are a great solution, but they're not widely known necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to just raise awareness among folks that this is an answer that's out there that doesn't favor one side at the expense of the other. It finds a balanced solution based on local input and local needs. And it's a solution that should continue.
All right. Is there a website people can go to check out more thoroughly what goes on here?
Absolutely. NPCA.org. All kinds of reports and information about national parks, MLPs, and whatever else you want.
NPCA.org. Nick Lund, Senior Manager for Landscape Conservation of the NPCA. Here with us, I'm Doug Steffen.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.